Identity of Spiritualism Revealed. Modern spiritualism is a revival of the witchcraft and demon worship that God condemned of old. It is foretold in the scriptures, which declare that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, and doctrines of devils. In the last days there will be false teachers. Spiritualist teachers refuse to acknowledge Christ as the Son of God. Concerning such teachers the beloved John declares, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father." Spiritualism, by denying Christ, denies both the Father and the Son, and the Bible pronounces it the manifestation of Antichrist. The lure by which spiritualism attracts the multitudes is its pretended power to draw aside the veil from the future. God has in His Word opened before us the great events of the future, all that is essential for us to know. But it is Satan's purpose to destroy men's confidence in God, lead them to seek a knowledge of what God has wisely veiled from them, and despise what He has revealed in His holy Word. Many become restless when they cannot know the outcome of affairs. They cannot endure uncertainty, and refuse to wait to see the salvation of God. They give way to rebellious feelings and run hither and thither in passionate grief, seeking intelligence concerning that which has not been revealed. If they would but trust in God and watch unto prayer, they would find divine consolation. This haste to tear away the veil from the future reveals a lack of faith in God, and Satan inspires confidence in his power to foretell things to come. By experience gained through long ages, he can often forecast, with a degree of accuracy, some future events to deceive misguided souls and bring them under his power. God himself is the light of his people. He bids them fix their eyes by faith upon the glories that are veiled from human sight. They have light from the throne of heaven and have no desire to turn to the messengers of Satan. The demon's message to Saul was not meant to reform him, but to goad him to despair and ruin. Oftener, however, it serves the tempter's purpose best to lure men to destruction by flattery. Truth is lightly regarded, and impurity permitted. Spiritualism declares that there is no death, no sin, no judgment, no retribution, desire is the highest law, and man is accountable only to himself. The barriers that God has erected to guard truth, purity, and reverence are broken down, and many are thus emboldened in sin. God is leading his people out from the abominations of the world, that they may keep his law. Because of this, the rage of the accuser of our brethren knows no bounds. The devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Satan is determined to destroy the people of God and cut them off from their inheritance. The admonition, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation," was never more needed than now.